Welcome back to Crucial Plus Talk. This is Anthony, and with me today is Kate, ready for a deep dive into a tech legal battle with some seriously high stakes.
Yeah, always up for a good tech showdown, especially one that could, like, impact millions of devices worldwide.
All right, so picture that you just got that brand new Copilot Plus PC, the one with the Snapdragon chip. Everyone's raving about it. Then, bam, it's yanked off the shelves.
Oh, wow.
Potentially even destroyed. All because of a legal battle. That was a real possibility in the case of ARM versus Qualcomm.
Yeah, it's a case that shows just how much power is concentrated in these licensing agreements, you know, within the tech world.
Right.
But, like, let's unpack who these players are first.
Okay.
I think most people have heard of Qualcomm, especially if you're into smartphones, PCs, that sort of thing. But ARM might not be as familiar.
Right.
They're essentially the architects behind most of the chips that are powering our devices.
Right. They design the core architecture, the fundamental blueprints. And then they license those designs out to companies like Qualcomm, who actually manufacture the chips.
Exactly.
So Qualcomm takes those blueprints from ARM, turns them into the Snapdragon processors we see in so many devices. And what's so interesting about this case is that it revolves around Qualcomm's newest Snapdragon X processors.
Yeah, these processors are like cutting edge. But ARM claimed that Qualcomm didn't have the proper licenses to be using their technology in these specific chips. And it went beyond just a disagreement. ARM was demanding a termination of their entire licensing agreement with Qualcomm.
Whoa.
Now imagine the chaos if that had actually happened.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a huge disruption.
Yeah. I
mean, we already mentioned the Copilot Plus PCs potentially vanishing.
Yeah.
But this would have impacted way more than just PCs.
Oh, absolutely.
Think smartphones, data centers, Internet of Things devices,
right.
Even manufacturing.
Yeah.
So many industries rely on chips built with ARM's licensed technology. It really could have been like an industry-wide earthquake.
Huge ripple effect.
Yeah, potentially.
So the potential consequences were absolutely massive.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting for those following this case. A jury actually sided with Qualcomm in December 2024.
Oh, wow.
They determined that Qualcomm had developed these Snapdragon X processors with valid licensing from ARM.
Interesting.
So, big plot twist. Qualcomm wins round one.
Yeah.
Does that mean Snapdragon-powered PCs are safe? What happens now?
Well, for now, it seems like a victory for Qualcomm and anyone who loves their Snapdragon devices.
Right.
ARM backed down, withdrew their threat to terminate the licensing agreement. And they've said they don't have any current plans to kind of reignite that battle.
Okay.
But I think the bigger question is, what does this win actually mean for Qualcomm and for the tech industry as a whole?
Right. Is this just like a temporary truce? Or does this signal some kind of shift in power dynamics? I think it'd be helpful to kind of understand a bit more about how these licensing agreements actually work.
Like, what are the different types of licenses and how do they impact a company's ability to innovate and develop new products?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it gets to like the heart of the matter. Think of it this way. You have an amazing idea for a new gadget, right? But you need specific tools and materials to build it. You could try to create everything from scratch, but that'd be incredibly time-consuming and expensive.
Yeah.
So instead, you license the rights to use certain pre-existing technologies.
So in this case, Qualcomm is licensing the right to use ARM's chip architecture to create their Snapdragon processors.
Exactly. And there are different types of licensing agreements, each with their own sets of rules and restrictions. Some licenses are very broad. They allow companies to, like, adapt and modify the technology in different ways, while others are much more specific, limiting how that technology can be used.
So I imagine the type of licensing agreement can have a huge impact on a company's freedom to innovate.
Oh, yeah.
If a company is locked into a really restrictive license, that might limit their ability to develop truly groundbreaking products.
Exactly right. It's a very delicate balance.
Yeah.
Licensing agreements can foster innovation by providing access to these essential technologies, but they can also create barriers to entry for new players and even stifle competition if they're too restrictive.
So in the case of ARM and Qualcomm, was the dispute about the type of license Qualcomm had or about whether they were even allowed to use ARM's technology in their Snapdragon X processors at all?
It was a bit of both, actually. ARM argued that the type of license Qualcomm had didn't cover the specific technologies that they were using in those Snapdragon X processors. They basically said, you're allowed to use our basic building blocks, but you've gone too far with these new processors, and that requires a different type of license, one you don't have. Qualcomm, on the other hand, argued that their license was broad enough to cover their use of ARM's technology in the Snapdragon X chips.
Okay.
They also pointed to the fact that they had acquired a company called Nuvia,
right,
which had its own licensing agreements with ARM, further strengthening their case.
Ah, the Nuvia acquisition. That adds another layer of complexity to this whole saga.
It does.
Can you tell us a little more about Nuvia and why that acquisition was so important to Qualcomm's argument?
Sure. Nuvia was a startup. It was founded by former Apple chip designers.
Oh, wow.
And they were developing their own high-performance CPU designs based on ARM's architecture.
Okay.
When Qualcomm acquired Nuvia, they gained access to not only Nuvia's talented team, but also their existing licensing agreements with ARM.
Hmm.
So Qualcomm argued that these agreements, combined with their own pre-existing licenses, gave them the right to use ARM's technology in the Snapdragon X processors.
So Qualcomm was basically saying, look, we've got all these licenses from these different sources,
yeah,
and together they give us the green light to develop these new processors.
Exactly.
Sounds like Qualcomm had a pretty strong case.
They definitely made a compelling argument, and the jury ultimately agreed with them. But this case raises some really interesting questions about the role of acquisitions, you know, in navigating this complex world of licensing agreements.
Yeah, it seems like acquiring a company like Nuvia could be a strategic move, not just for gaining talent and technology, but also for bolstering your legal standing when it comes to these licensing agreements.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that these legal battles are often fought on multiple fronts, and acquisitions can be a very powerful weapon in a company's arsenal.
Hmm.
But this case also highlights the potential for conflict when large companies acquire smaller ones that have these pre-existing agreements with these key players in the industry.
Yeah, it sounds like navigating these licensing waters can be pretty treacherous.
It can be.
Especially when you factor in acquisitions and the potential for these conflicting agreements.
Mm.
So now that we've delved into the background of this case and the complexities of licensing agreements, I think it's time to kind of shift gears and talk about the impact of this verdict. What does Qualcomm's win actually mean for the future of Snapdragon-powered devices? And are there any broader implications for the tech industry as a whole?
That's a great question, and one that deserves careful consideration, because while Qualcomm's victory certainly brings a sense of relief for Snapdragon fans, I think this case has the potential to trigger some significant ripple effects throughout the entire tech landscape. I mean, for you, the listener, this win means you can keep enjoying those snappy Snapdragon-powered devices,
yeah,
without worrying about them suddenly, like, disappearing from the market.
Right.
You know, your Copilot plus PC is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone is safe.
Right.
But the real story here goes way beyond just like one company or one type of device.
Yeah.
You know, this verdict sends a message to the entire industry.
It really makes you wonder if other companies might try to like push the boundaries of their licensing agreements too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could this lead to even more legal battles down the line?
It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
And think about what that means. You know, if every innovation sparks a legal battle, it could really slow down the pace of technological advancement.
Right.
And no one wants to see the tech world get bogged down in this, you know, legal tug of war.
But maybe this case could actually be a good thing in the long run.
Yeah.
Like, what if it serves as a wake-up call?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll push the industry to kind of rethink how these licensing agreements work.
Yeah.
To move toward a system that's more transparent and encourages collaboration instead of conflict.
That would certainly be a positive outcome, wouldn't it? After
yeah.
all, collaboration is really essential for true innovation.
Right.
And as we talked about earlier, a more balanced approach to intellectual property could benefit everyone you know.
Yeah.
From the tech giants all the way down to everyday consumers like you.
So we could potentially see a shift from like a tech Cold War to a new era of tech cooperation.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's an optimistic outlook.
Yeah.
But maybe not entirely out of reach.
Right.
But back to the immediate impact. Qualcomm's win likely gives them a boost in their competition with other chip manufacturers.
Oh, absolutely. Qualcomm was already like a major player in the smartphone chip market.
Mm.
But this win could really solidify their position and allow them to expand further into other areas like PC processors.
Right.
They've been making inroads there with their Snapdragon-powered laptops, and now they have even more leverage.
So what does this mean for companies like Intel and AMD, who have traditionally dominated the PC processor market?
Right.
Are they just going to sit back and watch Qualcomm take over?
I doubt it. Competition in the tech world is fierce. And I fully expect that we'll see Intel and AMD step up their game in response to Qualcomm's growing presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this could lead to some really exciting advancements in processor technology as these companies push each other to innovate.
So for consumers like us, that means even better, more powerful devices in the future.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this case also highlights the importance of staying informed about these developments because they have a real impact on the technology we use every day.
Exactly. As technology becomes increasingly like intertwined with our lives.
Mm-hmm. It's more important than ever to understand the forces that are shaping its evolution.
Right.
These legal battles, these licensing agreements, they're not just abstract legal matters happening in some far-off courtroom.
Right.
They directly influence the devices we use, the features we enjoy, even the prices we pay.
Yeah, it's like peeking behind the curtain and seeing the machinery that makes the whole tech world run.
Yeah.
The more we understand about how that machinery works, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this ever-changing landscape.
Absolutely.
Speaking of navigating, one thing that struck me about this case was the role of acquisitions.
Yes, Qualcomm's acquisition of Nuvia definitely played a significant role in their legal strategy.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that these tech battles are often fought on multiple fronts, and strategic acquisitions can be a powerful tool.
It seems like companies are not just competing in terms of product development,
right,
but also in terms of like amassing this portfolio of intellectual property through acquisitions. Absolutely. Owning the right patents and licenses can be just as valuable as having the best engineers or the most innovative products.
So what does this mean for the future of innovation?
Yeah.
Are we going to see even more consolidation in the tech industry as companies race to acquire valuable intellectual property?
That's a crucial question, and the answer is likely complex.
Yeah.
While acquisitions can certainly boost innovation in some cases, they can also stifle competition if they lead to monopolies or limit the entry of new players.
Right.
It's a delicate balance and one that regulators are increasingly scrutinizing.
It's a lot to think about, but I think it's important to remember that while this legal battle may be over for now, the conversation about intellectual property, innovation, and competition in the tech world is far from finished.
Oh, for sure.
What stood out to you in this particular case?
What I find most intriguing is how this case highlights the tension between collaboration and competition in the tech world.
Right.
You know, ARM and Qualcomm need each other to thrive. ARM needs companies like Qualcomm to implement their designs, and Qualcomm needs access to ARM's cutting-edge technology.
But at the same time, they're also competing for market share and dominance.
Exactly.
It's like a delicate dance where they have to cooperate while also trying to outmaneuver each other.
Right.
And it seems like this tension is playing out across the entire tech landscape.
Absolutely. And this tension raises important questions about how we foster innovation in a way that benefits everyone.
Right.
You know, do we rely on a system of proprietary licenses, or should we explore alternatives like open source hardware?
Those are big questions, and there are no easy answers.
Yeah.
But they're questions that we as consumers and citizens need to be asking and engaging with, because the answers will shape the future of technology.
What are your thoughts on that, listener? Yeah. Do you think the current system of licensing agreements is working? Or are there better ways to foster innovation and ensure that technology serves the needs of everyone, not just the interests of a few powerful companies?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your perspectives.
So for all you tech enthusiasts out there, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing for a tech world that is innovative, fair, and accessible to all. It's a fascinating dilemma, isn't it? We have this system of intellectual property and licensing agreements that's meant to encourage innovation by protecting the rights of creators and inventors.
Right.
But as we've seen in this case with ARM and Qualcomm, it can also create this minefield of legal complexities and potentially even stifle competition.
Exactly. And that brings us to a crucial question, I think, for you, the listener, to consider.
Yeah.
What does this mean for the future of technology?
Right.
Will this case act as a catalyst for change, or will it simply just reinforce the status quo?
That's a good question.
On one hand, you could argue that Qualcomm's victory might embolden other companies to test the limits of their own licensing agreements, potentially leading to even more legal battles and slowing down the pace of innovation.
That's a valid concern for sure.
Yeah, imagine a world where every new technological advancement is met with just this barrage of lawsuits and counterclaims.
Like trying to run a marathon with your shoelaces tied together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this case could also spark a much-needed conversation about how we can create a more balanced and equitable system for intellectual property in the tech world.
That's right.
Maybe it's time to rethink the traditional model of proprietary licenses and explore alternatives like open source hardware, where designs are shared freely and everyone can contribute to innovation.
There's definitely a growing movement toward open source in software.
Yeah.
And it's an intriguing thought to think about how that might translate to the hardware side of things.
Imagine a world where anyone with a good idea and the right skills could contribute to the development of cutting-edge technologies without being bogged down by restrictive licensing agreements.
It's an exciting prospect.
Yeah.
But it also comes with its own set of challenges, you know? Well, how do you ensure that open source hardware projects are sustainable and well-maintained?
Right.
How do you prevent the tragedy of the commons where everyone takes, but no one contributes?
Those are complex issues and there are no easy answers.
Yeah.
But that's precisely why we need to have these conversations.
Right.
Explore different possibilities and try to find solutions that work for everyone.
Solutions that might not come from the tech giants themselves.
Yeah.
They might come from startups, from academic institutions, from individual tinkerers and makers.
Right.
Who are really passionate about pushing the boundaries of technology.
It's a good reminder that the future of technology isn't predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the conversations we have, and the actions we take.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the legal battle between ARM and Qualcomm.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with a final thought.
A provocation to ponder, if you will.
Exactly.
What role do you want to play in shaping the future of technology? Will you be a passive observer or will you actively engage with these issues, demand transparency, and advocate for a tech ecosystem that benefits everyone?
It's a question worth reflecting on because the decisions made today will have a profound impact on the world we live in tomorrow.
So stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those tough questions.
And until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of technology.